Hello, I'm here with Tom Harvey Ratcliffe. He's the director and co-founder of Harvey Homes, which is a small Cheshire-based house builder. They've only been up and running for a couple of years, so new to the market, and it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about how they're responding to the current crisis. So Tom, if I could start by asking you, what advantages are there to being a smaller house builder in these unprecedented times?
Thank you, Anna. Well, the advantages of being a smaller house builder in these times, I would say we're probably more fluid and flexible than some of the bigger house builders. There's less red tape with us, and I think that we've been able to respond to the guidelines quite quickly, efficiently and effectively. I'm still quite young. I'm only 24. I've probably been working in the family business now for seven, coming up for 8 years. We were very lucky. I'm very lucky to work with my dad, Nick. Also, I think with us being a smaller outfit, I think it gives us the advantage to really get to know our customers closely with them and support them, whatever their personal situation might be. The way we operate in this way has always been part of our ethos. I recognise that buying a house is probably, you know, the biggest ticket item someone's ever going to spend in their life. Again, with me and my dad, you know, we're a family business. We always have been. And therefore, I would like to think that we prioritise families. You know, we understand them on a quite a good level. Everyone who works for us is like a family in the office, really. And I think we would like to think we carry that through in the way we design our houses, you know, with the space and family in mind, to foster and really encourage spending quality time together, which people don't really have much choice about at the minute, you know. Yes. Everyone is spending time together whether they like it or not. We really focus on that when we are designing our houses with that in mind, you know, families really function.
So what measures have you taken to respond to the crisis?
Well, initially we made the decision to close the show home when movement was restricted, and at that time, just before we made the decision to shut the show home, it was inevitable that we were going to have to make that decision at some point. And I was thinking how we can continue to sell and use the show home, which we've put so much hard work into. And I didn't want this time just be wasted, you know, no one could see the show home. So actually, through meeting an associate of mine, I was recommended to get in contact with someone who offers virtual tours of the homes. So that's really a video that has gone. He goes through your house and records the show home in person as if you were walking around it. So that's available to see on our website and social media channels. I think that's great. We've had a lot of great feedback from that. And it's also got us quite a few leads. Obviously, you know, everyone sat at home in front of the computers and phones. So I think that was a great idea that we had as a team to take that out, you know, so people can still see our product even though it's not available to see in person. And although we have shut the show home, our customer care and sales team is still fully operational. Everyone has their own laptop and phone, so, you know, as soon as we just made the decision that people had to work from home, you know, there wasn't really a blip or anything for us. It carried on smoothly. People can still get in touch with everyone who they could get in touch with before, you know, albeit face-to-face meetings aren't happening. But then we are using, you know, video chat to our advantage. And it's funny because, you know, I probably had more meetings with people who I wouldn't normally be seeing just because of how busy their schedule is. And it's a lot easier just to log onto the laptop and, you know, start a Zoom meeting. I actually found it very productive. I think we've been very productive as a team, and we've come up with some great ideas over the video chat, which has helped us. And, you know, we probably wouldn't have come up with those ideas as quickly because, you know, we would probably schedule a meeting for later that week or next week. Unfortunately, we have had to make the decision to close down the construction side of it, although currently as it stands in Parliament, I think construction still has a green light. What made it difficult was, I think, getting materials. Mainly, a lot of suppliers had to shut down because they couldn't comply with the government guidelines. And something that's really good is that, you know, we're still, from the video and our social media and still putting our product out there, we are still receiving quite a good level of interest. We actually took a reservation yesterday on the property, so I know there's a lot of panic and negativity at the moment. But, you know, I think it's a time for people to be level-headed, try and stay calm and, you know, and try and see the positives out of the bad situation wherever we can. Best example of that for me is just as a country, the way we've probably come together over this crisis. I was sat on my balcony at 8 p.m. the other night, and, you know, it was something really special to hear everyone out the windows clapping, you know, for the NHS and you know, the heroes. And I think that's, you know, it's great. I've definitely never experienced anything like that in my lifetime.
Have you noticed any other immediate impact on your business?
Obviously, the biggest impact for us is, like I said, we can't we can't showcase our properties as well. You know, we are trying through the video, but our open house weekends, you know, they were very well received and we were able to show people around the site and different properties. So that's probably the biggest impact for us, albeit that's it's going to be permanent. It's not going to be something permanent, it's going to be temporary, you know.
Yeah.
If we all listen to these guidelines, hopefully before we know it, we'll be back to some form of normality.
Yes. Do you think that normal will look the same as it did before, or do you think that this will permanently alter the way that you might do business?
I think it's hard to say for sure at this point. You know, we really are in unprecedented times, and I don't think there won't be a single business in the UK that hasn't been affected in some sort of way. And I think the coronavirus situation as a whole will forever be built into Harvey Holmes's history and everyone else's history who owns a company, or everyone else's lives. You know, it'll always be something we all remember, but I feel it will be an example of when we were able to overcome adverse conditions and remain strong and focused. So in answer to your question, no, I don't see it permanently affecting us. I think there is going to be, we're already in a stage of you know, changing the way we do things. And I think after the restrictions on movement are lifted somewhat, I think there will be another state of change where we have to get used to things again. But you know, where each day we're coming to the table with a positive attitude and, you know, trying to find the best out of a bad situation and really just trying to spread positivity at a time when there is so much negativity. In the short term, we're experiencing probably, although I said we have a good level of inquiries, you know, they've definitely dropped from where they were before the crisis, but I have no doubt that they will return. And I think it'll probably serve as a reminder for us and a lot of companies across the UK to keep their business plans ambitious. You know, not obviously also we mainly focus on our one site at the minute, which is Swan Green, and that's our one active site. We've got loads of stuff in the pipeline and some big plans, and a time like this where we're not able to open the show home and we're not able to open for construction, I think it gives us a great opportunity to focus our efforts more on these sites that are in the pipeline, stuff that we are working on in the planning stages, and really you know, put our time and effort and focus into these sites to make sure that, you know, when we get through this stage, we can prosper and move forward at a quicker pace.
Yeah.
So I'm excited that we've got the time to focus on these sites. You know, we're coming up with some really great concepts at Harvey Holmes. I'm excited to bring hopefully to the market in the coming future. It's key customers interested during this time. Obviously, the video of the show home, that's a great tool that we're going to be using. As I mentioned before, our customer care and sales team are still fully operational, and I'm going to site as regularly as I can just to check up that it's safe and secure. So I'm able to do videos for people. For example, we had a request the other day. Obviously, we have a site plan which shows the plots, but a lady really couldn't get her head around, you know, the garden space and the views of what that plot would look like. You know, so I was able to actually go down there and do her some pictures and a, you know, a quick video of how it is. And she said that was great. You know, it really helped her envisage what the space would like. So again, because we're smaller, I think we can offer that sort of service. I'm sure some of the bigger companies offer the same service, but you know, we're able to respond quite quickly to that sort of thing, which I think is great. We're updating customers on a regular basis, and also, you know, during this time, rather than just constantly promoting Harvey Holmes and our products, I think we're thinking more about families and everyone stuck in the house right now. So I had a meeting the other day with our social media marketing team, and we said, you know, it'd be good for us to start promoting stuff to keep families amused while they're at home, you know, different games, different apps that might be available. And we're actually going to run some competitions ourselves, which will be open. We're going to do one for children, one for adults. We've come up with the idea for one for children. It's going to be a design your quarantine home of the future.
Oh, brilliant.
So we're going to send out that to our mailing list, and we'll also promote that heavily on social media for everyone to get involved. We'll get everyone to send in their designs. We'll pick some winners and give them a prize. And we're going to do a competition for adults as well, but we're still in the planning stages of that one. We're looking to get both of those out next week. So we're trying to keep people involved, even if it's not directly with our product.
One last question that I want to ask.
Of course.
Who is that gorgeous black dog in the photo?
That's Buddy. He's our family dog. He's a working Cocker Spaniel. And he's probably the face of the business. I think he gets more hits on our social media than the houses do. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. Actually, he's on one of our promotion boards in the office. There's another picture next to me where someone's done a hand-drawn painting of Buddy. And he's actually also on the hoardings of the site as well.
Oh, he's absolutely gorgeous.
He's, yeah, he's really our mascot.
Well, that's brilliant. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us your point of view.